All right. He turned that on just a little sooner than I thought he would, so sorry about all the noise. All right. Well, thanks for coming out tonight, guys. So we got a little bit of a different night going on, and I'm not saying that we're a little low in adults because they thought they had to do some work tonight. So I'm not saying that's the case. But as I look around, there's some faces I normally see I don't see. So they'll be getting a text. Just kidding. So we are going to kind of work on You've Been Egged tonight. And so somebody asked, like, when are we doing that? I'd like to spend some time in prayer as well, of course, to do that. We're going to do kind of a short, simple little devotion, and then we're going to finish up with the eggs. That way we've kind of got plenty of time for that. As we get ready to get started, I do want to share a couple announcements. First and foremost, don't forget, obviously, this coming Sunday is Palm Sunday, so we have communion going on during the morning service, so you don't want to miss that. With that, next Wednesday, it's spring break, and so I will not be here. Sandra will not be here for the kids and all that. So next week, there's no Wednesday evening service, so no Wednesday night service next week. And then don't forget, Good Friday is still going on, so Good Friday at 7 o'clock, yes. So Friday, April 3rd at 7 o'clock is Good Friday, and then obviously we have Easter on the 5th. So that, so if you signed up for the, if I don't know, and you want to take those tonight, you can. That's up to you. If I'm not even sure who all signed up on there, if they're here tonight or not. And then those will be at the Welcome Center on Sunday. And then also the 30 pieces of silver, those little pouches we talked about, those will be available on Sunday as well. If you will not be here Sunday, if you're going out of town or you're going to be on vacation or whatnot, and you want one of those pouches, just see me after and I'll make sure I get you one, all right? And then those are due back on Easter Sunday. So 30 pieces of silver offering is specifically for missions. So what we're going to do is you pick up your little pouch on Palm Sunday, bring it back on Easter Sunday. We're going to take time right in our service when we normally would take our offering. We're going to take a little bit of time right before that, and we'll have the cross set up, and so people can come and kind of lay the offering at the foot of the cross. And so we'll pray over it and ask the Lord to do great things through that. So again, the mindset of that is the Lord was betrayed for 30 pieces of silver. We want to use that amount of that idea of that amount and use it for his gospel to go forth. With that as well, don't forget, if you are doing You've Been Egged, you'll have a handout, a flyer that you'll leave with the person you're egging. That has our service times on it for Easter Sunday, an invite to that, the webs or the address. There's also a QR code on there for the What is the Gospel video that's on there as well. So there'll be plenty of that. But if you're not doing You've Been Egged, and you would like to invite to Easter, we have these invites. So I've got a few up here. There's a couple at the Welcome Center. This is a great, easy way to invite someone to Easter Sunday. We would love to see these go away. Also, QR code on there for our website. So if you would like to grab one or two of these, you can take them to your work, you can take them to your neighbor, whatever it might be. So we encourage you to grab some of these while you're here, all right? With that, don't forget as well, we've got men's prayer breakfast coming up on April 4th. So I know that's right kind of between Good Friday and Easter, but it's still happening at 8 a.m. Easter morning, we have our baptism Sunday. And so again, if you're here and you've never been baptized following your salvation, we would love for you to be baptized. We would love for you to come and take that step of surrender, that step of maturity in your walk with Christ. And so we'd love to come alongside you in that. Also, don't forget Easter Sunday, no p.m. service that Sunday. Also, we have the Youth All-Nighter coming up April 10th and 11th, so it's right around the corner. Widower's Banquet is coming up April 25th. Sign-up sheets are at the Welcome Center if you would like to serve or help in the kitchen. Again, what we do is with Widower's Banquet, we just open up our church to every and all widows in our community. We send out 100 and some invitations. I think it was like 150 invitations, something like that. I think right now we're right at about 50 or a little over 50 that have RSVP'd in. And so we're super excited about this night. We love doing this ministry of just coming alongside widows and widowers, serving them a meal. They're going to come in here. We'll have some worship and some music for them and just a chance to love on them and encourage them. So you can be a part of that. You can serve tables. You can help in the kitchen getting the food ready. You can do different things. But also you could be praying for this event, praying that we'll be able to share the gospel and either somebody would come to Christ or be encouraged in their faith. And so don't forget about the power of prayer. I think that's all that I have for right now, unless there's any questions about anything. Don't forget, Bible studies started this week. So if that's a surprise and you were supposed to be at Tuesday morning Bible study, you can be there tomorrow night. It's always the same. So Tuesday morning and Thursday night are the same week. And so if you miss a Tuesday morning, you can hop on over to a Thursday night and catch up on that, all right? And then next week, I will be gone during the week, but Pastor Greg is doing our evening study. I'm doing the morning study for the men. He will still do the morning study as well. So he's going to be filling in for that, all right? I don't know what Pastor Greg's going to do next week. I'm gone. Happen. That's what's going to happen. It's going to be great. He's going to love it. It's going to be his. He looks forward to it every year. He does. I always ask him, like, don't you want to take a vacation? This is my vacation. Like, you guys are leaving, so it's all good. But no, I so appreciate Pastor Greg. I know a lot of you guys think about, obviously, he's a youth pastor. He does that too, and that's a big part of his ministry here. But as an associate pastor, he does a lot day to day during the week, helps with sermon prep, all those kind of things. And so really, really appreciate Pastor Greg and all that he does for our church as well. But that's all the announcements I have. Unless there's any questions about anything? Any upcoming events or activities? All right. I'd love to go to the Lord in a word of prayer. So I'm going to open it up for prayer requests and praises. Does anyone have a prayer request or a praise? Claudette.
Lynn asked if you would pray for her sister.
Yep. I was talking with her a little bit before service. Yep. Yep. Lynn Atwell's sister, Anne, let's be praying for her. Right before service, she said that she is kind of in and out of being responsive. She is eating a little bit, and so that is a good sign. But we still obviously want to be praying for her. There's a long road ahead, and we don't know what the Lord has, and so we're praying for healing and comfort and all of that as well. All right, so for Anne, Lynn Atwell's sister. Anyone else, a prayer request or a praise?
Mm-hmm. She had to have the baby. So he is 27 weeks now. And he has a long road ahead of him. They did have to be discharged, so now they have to make the hour and a half drive there and back. She was looking into getting the Ronald McDonald situation. So hopefully pray for that they can stay closer to him and that he makes it through and can go home.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. What's her name again, your friend?
Her name is Allie.
Allie, okay.
And Jameson is his name. He was born on St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. Well, let's be praying for Jameson, praying for the Lord to bring healing there, strength. Pray for the parents and pray for that whole situation. So young, and so I want to be praying for the Lord to just give him strength and growth and all those things. And for them, the family, as they have to commute and do all of that, that the Lord will work all that out and put them closer so they're able to be there for him. So let's be praying for that, absolutely. Anyone else, a prayer request or a praise? Yeah, Jeff. Yes.
He went to the cardiologist and test and everything, show everything's okay.
Okay.
So just praise him.
That's That was great. That was how many years you guys been married? 49. Did you see that, though? He said 49. He's like, 49, right? 49, 49?
But it's 49 in July, so
see, thank you. Thank you. So every year, Sandra and I will be married 21 years this August. If I said 21, right, if she was here and I said, oh, we've been married 21 years, she'd say, no. No, it's not August. So I appreciate that you're like me. Like, if you're in the year, you count the year. I mean, we don't got to get to the day of it. So, but yes, praise the Lord that Jaden, the results came back positive or clear. There's no issues that they could find. It is kind of funny. We talked about this on Sunday night that, you know, obviously their advice was just don't do that again. You know, don't raise your hands like that again. It's kind of crazy. But let's be praying for healing and for strength and all those things and a praise for Jaden that it came back clear and all that. As Jaden and the family are heading to Florida. Absolutely. All those that are traveling.
Our youngest son has just shared he's applied for a job in California, so I don't know how to pray about that.
Sure. Okay, yeah. Let's be praying for the Lord's will in that, absolutely.
Bradley.
And where are they at right now?
He's in Iowa.
Okay.
John Deere, so he's shared his last weekend.
So from Iowa to California, going the wrong way, right? It should be coming closer to Michigan, not farther away. Let's be praying for Bradley, for wisdom and guidance with the job and stuff. Anyone else? Prayer request or praise? Dale? Oh, okay. Okay. Let's be praying for Logan. Just found out he has gallstones and has to have surgery, so I'll be praying for that. Absolutely. Oh, yeah, your wrist surgery. When is that? 13th of April. It got postponed. Okay. Yep, so it was postponed. So 13th of April. So. See, this is 49 years. That's what you look forward to. Help mate. I love it. That's what they're there for. That's right. It's on a wavelength. Yeah, just not even verbal, just eye communication. I love it. Yeah. She knows what you need to know before you know you need to know it. So it's all good. So. Oh, okay. Well, yes, but we aren't always aware year one. Denial? Maybe you just deny it? Oh, okay. All right. She tells you what you need to know. Yeah. You're like, do I? Yes. Yes, you do. You need to know this. Here it is. Just be quiet. Sit down. Look pretty. Yes, dear. Yes, dear. Yeah. Yep. I know. Yeah, you got it made. I mean, the looking pretty part. Yeah, with that beard, how can you deny it? All right. We have derailed. All right. Any other prayer requests, since we're trying to be spiritual in here? Any other prayer requests? Yes. Okay. Okay. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I'm praying for you too. I don't know what. I mean, I don't know. But no, be praying for Sam. Continued health and strength and all the good things for the pregnancy and then for the wedding coming up. I want to pray that all goes well with that, of course, here coming up in May. So I want to pray for that as well. Amen. Yeah, yep. Everyone traveling. There's quite a few people that are traveling out of area or even just doing day trips and stuff. So I'll be praying for all the different vacation things going on with spring break and stuff. Absolutely. Anyone else? What did you have something else? Megan, Zach, Kelsey, what's going on? Just oh, yeah. Pray for Zach because he just goes to work like he does every day. Yeah, I'll be praying for you while I'm sleeping in every morning. Yeah, you're on my heart and mind. All right. Well, if there's no one else, we'll go ahead and spend some time in prayer. And then again, after prayer, we'll jump into the word for just a few moments, and then we'll get busy on putting those eggs together. But would someone like to open us in prayer this evening? And again, just a reminder, you don't have to pray out loud, but you are more than welcome to. I can tell you, if you've ever wondered, I can tell you, hearing the prayers of God's people is an encouragement to those that are gathered. Like, don't ever fear, oh, I'm going to say it wrong, or what if I stumble? It really is an encouragement to them to hear you pray for the things you're praying for. And so don't ever let the enemy discourage you in that. If the Lord's not leading, that's fine. But if it's fear or the enemy trying to cause you to doubt, that's where we need to reject that, right? But would someone like to open us in prayer this evening and get us started? Who'd like to start us in prayer? Father, as we continue in prayer, we're just so thankful for tonight. Thank you for a chance to bring these requests before you. Thank you that we only can do that because of what you did for us. It was your sacrifice on the cross, your death, burial, and resurrection that opens the door of access to the throne room of God. We come not in our own strength or our own merit, but we come in the name of Christ, covered in your blood, full of your righteousness. And so, Father, thank you that we can come and lay our requests, our praises, our desires before you. And Father, we pray that as we go through the remainder of tonight, Lord, that you would stir our hearts and minds towards a deeper affection for you. Father, I pray for these plastic eggs that we're putting together, that as those are going to be given to neighbors, maybe family members, friends, those in the community, Lord, it may take a while, but we're so thankful we get to plant some seeds. And that we pray that through a simple gesture of just something kind of fun like this, that it may spark someone's desire to join with the church, to gather with the church, to come and visit here. Maybe that means just preaching the gospel. It's so important that they get connected and plugged into a local church that can encourage them and strengthen them in their walk with Christ. And Lord, maybe from this, somebody will come to Christ for the very first time. Lord, we have no idea what you're going to do, but I'm so thankful there are people in our church that are willing to step out of their comfort zone, to put in the work, and to do this, to just be a blessing to someone in their community or someone in their family. And we pray that you would bless each endeavor, that you would go before, and that you would open hearts and minds and help conversations to take place, and that from this, the gospel will go forth, people will be saved, and the church will grow. And Lord, I don't just mean numeric growth, and I don't just mean our church. I mean the body of Christ in this community, and it will grow not only in numbers, but in spiritual depth. And so Lord, would you do a great work? Thank you for the ability to put this together to help those in our church that want to be a blessing to someone else. Father, again, be with us now as we go into your word and be glorified in all of this. We ask in Jesus' name, amen. All right, Psalm 105 is where we're going to be. We're only going to be a few moments, but Psalm 105. Now, as you go to Psalm 105, you're going to realize it's one of the longer Psalms. There's actually 45 verses in Psalm 105. We are not going to read all 45 verses, but I encourage you to read all 45 verses at some point, whether it be tonight or tomorrow. And I've shared it before. I've been going through the book of Psalms, and many people will do this. They'll go through, they'll read five Psalms and a proverb every day, and you can cover both books in a month, more or less. What I've been kind of doing is going through, within the book of Psalms, there are books, which are just collections of so many of the Psalms. And so I've been reading one book, which is Psalm, you know, this number through this number at a time, and then I'll move to a different passage in the New Testament, maybe read Galatians, and then come back in my morning readings. And the other day I was in Psalm 105, and I was just so encouraged going through this psalm and seeing kind of the theme and the feel of the psalm. It posed me to ask a question of myself, which is simply, what is your history? So I want to pose the same question to you. What is your history? Now, you don't need to answer out loud, and hopefully as we walk through this, you'll understand where I'm going. But I want to encourage you, do you ever just sit, whether in prayer or reflection over the word, and reflect over where you've been and how the Lord has brought you to this place right now, to where you are right now in your life? Do you ever just sit and think over the history of that? Just think back to all the moments in your life up to this point, and it's clear the Lord has directed and brought you to this moment right now where you are. If you're like most of us, we don't spend a lot of time reflecting over the history of how God has worked. We spend a lot of time thinking about what we want God to do tomorrow, right? We spend a lot of time praying for what God's going to do and what we hope God has done. So Psalm 105, verses 1 through 5. And I love this section of Psalm. You're going to find, once you get into the hundreds, you're going to see some repetitive phrases there in the first few. But it's a lot of praise. It's a lot of worship. And I love this. Psalm 105, verse 1, and we're going to read through verse 5. Give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. And then we move on from there, getting more specific to the seed of Abraham. We're going to unpack that in just a second. But the psalmist here gives some declarations, some things he's calling us to do. And now it's true, this is written to the nation of Israel, but I believe in application it applies to us today as well. So just those first five verses, just glance at those verses again, and let's just look at a few of the things he calls us to do. The very first thing, give thanks. Then he says, call upon his name, share his deeds, sing and talk of his wonderful works, glory in the Lord, joy in him, seek him, and remember. Now, if you just glance, those are just some highlights. Quite often, in five verses, the psalmist is calling us to either remember or share all that God is doing and what God has done. There's a lot of emphasis on what he has done. Now, the idea of remembering and sharing what he has done is obvious in the first five verses. So, pause. Don't answer out loud, but do you do that? Do you remember what God has done? Do you share what God has done? What others have done or not done in reflection of sports, right? We were just talking before about the Wings losing last night. That's something that they did last night. They lost. And there's a good chance they're going to probably lose some more. Sorry, Colin. But I appreciate his optimism, but I'm realist. I don't see it happening, but we'll pray on that. But we talk about these things, but do we really talk about what God has done? And I love that he says, not just talk about it, not just share it in word, but what else? Sing of what the Lord has done. So this tells us, what is worship? Worship is praising the Lord for what he's doing, yes, but what also is it? It's praising the Lord for what he's done. Worship is never about what we've done, because we're not elevating and giving worth and value to our name. We're giving worth and value to his name, what he has done, his wonderful works. And so do you share what he has done? Do you talk about it? Do you reflect over it? Do you remember? Now, the rest of this psalm, and you can glance through it if you'd like, but you're going to notice really what happens in verses 6 through 45 is really the psalmist recounts Israel's history from Abraham through coming into the land, coming into the promised land. And the psalmist points to all the great things the Lord has done, his guidance, his provision, right? He led them, he guided them, he brought them out. He recounts the plagues that happened in Egypt and how the Lord did that to free his people, how he brought Moses to deliver the people, and how the people walked with a cloud, a pillar of cloud and a pillar of fire in the wilderness, and how God provided manna from heaven, bread from heaven, how he provided quail for them to eat, how he provided water for them to drink. And yet when you read this accounting of the history, you're going to find some omissions. You don't read about the people wandering in disobedience or complaining. Those things happened. But the psalmist is saying, let's focus our attention not on what we did or didn't do, but on him, what he did. And so I'd encourage all of us, myself included, in prayer and in proclaiming all the Lord has done in your life. So when you pray tonight before bed or in the morning, spend some time just saying, Lord, thank you for what you've done. Thank you for where you've brought me. Now you may be thinking, but I'm not where I want to be. I don't really know all that God is doing, why he has me here. That's fine. You're not praying, Lord, you can pray this, Lord, give me wisdom why I'm here right now. But you're more praising him because, Lord, you have a will and you've brought me to this place for a reason and a purpose. I may not know it. I'm not aware of it yet, but I know you know it, right? I know he knows why I'm here. And we need to be obedient and listen and hear what he has for us from his word and what he's leading and guiding in our lives. But he brought you to this point. You're not where you are by accident or by chance. The sovereign God of all creation has planted you in your community, in your home, at your job, in your family for just the time as this. And I don't know what that's all going to look like, but he does. And so reflect over that. Thank him for that. Also, don't forget, as you're reflecting over all that he has done, don't forget to realize those unfaithful and disobedient moments in your history. So we acknowledge what he's done, but we can also say, Lord, I've been unfaithful. I've disobeyed. There's moments in my history with Christ that I look back on, and it was just foolishness to just ignore the obvious leading of God's Spirit and do my own thing my own way. And why do we need to reflect over those things? Not to beat ourselves up or to tear ourselves down, but we recognize in those moments in our history, he was just as faithful. He was just as consistent. Do you know there's nothing in your life as constant as the Lord? Nothing. There's no one in your life that is as constant as the Lord. You are not as constant. Health. Nothing in your life is as constant as God is. And in those moments of unfaithfulness on our part, we reflect over that to recognize his faithfulness to us and to his covenant, which is a praise of his grace. So let's reflect on our history. Let the reflection of that encourage us in the present, right? We reflect on the past, that encourages us in the present, and it gives us confidence in the future. Why? Because if he was faithful yesterday, then he's faithful today, and he's faithful tomorrow. Look at the last verse of Psalm 105. It says here that they might observe his statutes and keep his laws. This is speaking to the nation of Israel in the promised land. But look at that last phrase. Praise ye the Lord. Everything. The bookend of this psalm is what? It ends with praising the Lord, and it starts with praising the Lord. That's the goal. As we reflect over what he has done, we praise his name. Because he is faithful and he is good. And so I know this is a really simple, basic devotion. This is not super in-depth stuff. But I sometimes feel like it's these kinds of things that I miss in my personal prayer time, in my personal reading of God's word. And it was just so good the other morning to just sit and just for a few moments, just reflect over, man, God, you've really been so good to me. Now, we can think of exact examples of healing that he provided for a loved one or our own healing. He's maybe provided physical things for you. I tell people it's absolutely crazy to me that I got my license at 18, and in my adult life, I'm 43, I'll be 44, that I've had, I think, if I remember right, three free vehicles the Lord just blessed me with out of nowhere. Now, they weren't, you know, brand new. But in moments and seasons where I didn't have any idea what was going to happen, literally out of nowhere, here's a vehicle to get you back down to school. Here's a vehicle to help with this. Here's a vehicle that you don't know you're going to need in 3 years to give to that person so they can be blessed. I had a whole semester of my school bill completely paid for by somebody I never met, still don't know who did it. Thousands of dollars, just the Lord took care of it. Like, God is so good. We can think of those things and we can praise him for those things, or we can just sit back and say, Lord, you gave me breath again today. You've been so good to me. You provided for me. You've cared for me. Man, just the presence of God in a difficult situation. How can we quantify that? We can't. It's just there's something there. And he's so good. And yet we just rush to the next thing and the next thing and the next need and the next want. And this day's over. On to the next one. And I get it. Life is always coming at us, right? It's constantly coming at us. But take time just to reflect. God, you've been so good to me. And I'm sorry, and I honestly think sometimes I need to repent of my lack of thankfulness to him. I just want the next thing, and I just expect he's going to be there, and he will, but I take it for granted. And so spend time this week reflecting over your history and all that God has done for you to bring you to this point, because you're here for a purpose. All right, well, I hope that's an encouragement to you, and I pray you go check out Psalm 105. It's amazing. I know the Psalms get a bad rap. Oh, it's just poetry. It's hard to understand. There is poetry there, but man, so full of such great truth. At this time, what we're going to do, and I don't really have a super great plan because it's a although I teased about people missing, it's bigger than the last time we did this in the little room with like three tables. So here's my grand idea, all right? So at the back, there's the table set up. Every one of those bags is already set with 20 plastic eggs. So 20 eggs to start, 20 eggs to finish in each bag, okay? When you grab, I figure you guys could just grab a bag, maybe a couple of you could grab a bag, start working on this. There's four bowls of candy. Each table has put eggs that I thought might get lost in the big bowls. It doesn't matter what candy goes in what eggs, right? If you're doing a bag, just try to maybe give a little variety. There's no rhyme or reason. You can literally choose whatever you want from the candy. But I tried to spread it out. So if you're working at one table or the other, you don't have to worry about getting it from the other tables. If you donated candy, we greatly appreciate that. Thank you for that. Any candy that's not used, because I have no idea what we're going to use, goes to either Sandra or Greg. It'll get used in those ministries. All right. Also, if you donated something that had peanuts in it, something I kind of thought of the other day, was we may not want to put that in the eggs because we don't know who's getting the candy. So anything like Snickers or things like that, we did pull that out, all right? So that'll get given to either Greg or Sandra to use if they want it, all right? But any more, you never know. So we want to be careful with that. So when you're done, on the tables, there's flyers, okay? Each table has the right number of flyers for that table. Every bag gets one flyer, okay? When you're done, you can just leave them on the table. Okay, you don't need to do anything with them. They can just stay there. The flyer in the bag means they're done. So I'll see the flyer and go, this bag's done. All right? Any questions? Hopefully that wasn't nearly as confusing as it seemed in my head. Any questions? Zach probably had a smart remark, but I don't want to hear that. All right. Well, you guys are welcome to head on back. Grab a bag. Work as a team. Whatever the Lord leads. Grab a bag and start filling eggs.